Okay, so it's Wednesday the 15th of June 2011, and woke up this morning around 6:15 and left for work at around 7:25, something like that. Didn't take me long to get to work today, so I got there at about 8:10 actually, and then had various bits and pieces sorted out for the day. Had a little sort out on some of the stuff I needed to do, and then also went to do a track inspection and found that a lot of the cones had been knocked over and chucked away around the circuit because of the Silver Arrows filming they were doing yesterday. So I spent some time putting that back together, then checked out the day, see what events we are, and then briefed the team at 9:15. And once I did that, I actually had two SLS hours following that from 10 till 12. So I went to go and check the cars over, got an SL63 for the guests, and also the SLS as well, ready to do that. And really nice guys. There was four people. I took two in the morning, and Nick Mango took the other two in the afternoon. And lovely guys. They've been on a conference event, and they all came from Denmark. Spoke English well, and they'd stayed over in the Brooklands Hotel, so I had a good chat with them about how it was, because me and Julie are staying there on Sunday night, so that'd be nice, bit of a change. So that went really well, had a good time with that, and then at lunchtime, 12 o'clock, had just my own packed lunch in the office, because I've been really busy getting lots of info packs and stuff together. But before I did that, I did some dynamic area training, sort of from 2 till 3 o'clock, and on that I had Chris Broad, was one of the guys. Also had David Bryce, and I had Graham White on that as well. So it was good to see Chris and stuff, and he was doing an event for this afternoon. We went to a lot of the dynamic area, the processes of it, and general stuff to bear in mind, and it went really well, so that was good. Then after that, a lot of the drivers went on a big event, but I had to go and do the briefing upstairs in the AMG suite for the guys there on the ExxonMobil event, and good bunch of blokes and ladies, of course, and that went reasonably well. And then I sent the guys down to the drives, and they had a good time out on track. That's when I could really get stuck into writing up a lot of things. So made a map for kids' taste sessions on the Sunday, which is going to be 15 minutes each guest, and then three drivers. Also 4x4 auto test. Then also started writing a bit of a cover letter for my info packs, what it's going to include, and started building them up a bit. But I'm going to put the meat of that together tomorrow. And then before you blink an eye, it's near the end of the day. So from around 5:30, started getting the radios and that back together, wrapping the day up, and then left around 6:15. Made my way home, didn't take too long to get back, stopped to get some petrol, and then also had chicken Caesar salad for dinner. That turned around quite quickly, and then we went out at around 8:20, picked up Mum on the way, and went over to Claire and Ray's, and had a good time, chilling out with them, chatting and things like that, which was great, and had a really good evening, just chatting about all sorts of things, so it was a good laugh. And one thing, just to wrap up on before I finish, is when I got home tonight, I looked out the back window and thought, something's a bit odd here, something's amiss, what's going on? And then I sort of occurred to me that two huge trees had been cut down, completely disappeared. Looks odd out the back. It was two trees from two separate houses behind us. Doesn't bother me greatly, to be honest. You know, it's more sun on our garden, things like that. And directly behind us there isn't a house. It's sort of over to the left, so it doesn't affect our view too much. But a bit bizarre from their point of view, because they can see the lower houses right in front of them rather than just the norm. So very strange. But anyway, something to get used to, and we'll see if they're actually allowed to do something like that. Who knows? But anyway, a picture of that, of my garden, on in a moment. So until next time, I'll see you later. Goodbye now.